Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Ken Shepherd, along with Dana Lee. And the show's called Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money. Our call-in number today is 347-989-1329. I want to read a disclaimer, and then I'll go over a few other things, and we'll go ahead and get started. Please note this show is intended only for the listeners. All investment information contained in the show has been secured from sources Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd believes are reliable, but we make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. The views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips, Inc. or Ken Shepherd in any manner. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd accepts no liability for the content of this email, the content of the show, or for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided in the show. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that could help you understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. Always use your strengths to fund your weaknesses. What we mean by that, basically, is if you have something where you could help somebody else and help yourself in the process, it's always good to do that. When it comes to deal making, if you don't have the money and somebody else needs a deal done and they have money to buy it, find what they want, get paid, and use the money for what you need. This is kind of just as an example. Website is www.creativeflips.webs.com. Telephone number 24/7 is 310-358-7087. Email fci@peckbell.net. Twitter is @KenShepherd and Facebook is Facebook/KenShepherd and Facebook/CreativeFlipsInc. We usually have $300 to $500 million in process, depending on where we are. I've been doing this about 30 years. All the shows in the archives are free. Please tell everybody in the world to listen, download, play them for their friends, and join our radio audience and become part of our network in general. We've closed a lot of business. We have $80 million in closings on our website, many more that are not on there for confidentiality reasons. And we also did a soft proof of funds in the recent past for up to $500 million. One of the ways you can connect with investors is KenRE Radio. That's KENREradio.com. Connect with over 150,000 investors at no cost and meet a lot of people and close deals and let us know whatever you close. So we're very happy to have you with us today. Again, KenREradio.com is a wonderful source, and we use it every day ourselves. And it's the biggest on the Internet, and we'd love you to become part of our community there. So thank you very much, and we're about to get ready to the show, so let's talk about the show today.
So I just wanted to, first of all, thank everybody again for listening to our show. We're growing our audience really nicely. And things are starting to happen. We're starting to see the thing that we wanted to see, which is deals coming into this into us from the show, people that need financing, people that need help on deals that they've got under contract. And it's so we're starting to see some traction there. So for that, we thank everybody. We did close another $100 million, which is on our website, not yet on the radio show update, so I wanted to mention that. We have a number of other things in process that look very promising, including potentially a deal with Dana that could be a couple $100 million of financing for a guy who's done $160 million worth of note purchases, them over and made a lot of money. These are on commercial properties. And so we have him meeting with one of our senior investment groups in the next day or two. So we first of all want to thank everybody in that regard. Second of all, we decided that we keep thinking about show topics that we can do that are of interest to everybody and will be helpful to you as you grow your business. And one of the things that we constantly are running into is people that are out of focus. And what I mean by out of focus is very simple. When you take some of these different courses that people go and they take on the internet or they take in a class or something, it's a lot of information to usually absorb. And when you have a lot of information to absorb, the chances are you're not going to absorb all that information, number one, that quickly, or number two, that effectively. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who is a very successful investor He's been on the show before. His name is Tom Mattingly. He's going to actually come on the show again. He's doing some very cool stuff, very out of the box. And so we're very excited about what he's doing and what we see that we could do with him. So we just think it's really important to keep your focus. Part of keeping your focus is deciding what it is you have an interest in doing. Now, the key to that, of course, is that you have to think about what it is that you want to do. Don't try and do all the different areas of real estate at the same time. If you do, the chances are you won't be able to absorb it, especially if you're doing something new. And anything new, it's sort of like riding a bike. When you ride a bike, you're not going to be able to get on the bike right away and ride wherever you want to go. You have to learn how to ride a bike and how to be balanced. And it's the same way with this kind of stuff. So we're all about helping people grow, but we want to make sure that you really know what it is that interests you. I mean, think about it. When you look at real estate, there's a lot of different ways you can approach it. There are so many different ideas and ways to make money in it, from buying notes to buying property to being a property manager to any number of different things, creating financing like we like to do and such like that. But pick a specialty and then become really, really good at that specialty. Like Thomas was saying to me the other day, he says, if it's something outside of land development or apartment units or self-storage, I generally don't do it. And he said, I just give it to other people and I make, you know, fees sometimes for doing it, but I don't try and do it myself. And those are the areas that he's chosen. You know, we've chosen to really focus on financing, helping people get their deals funded where they either own the property, have it under contract, or have a deal in place with a seller, okay, or an option to purchase or whatever that may be. So when you're, think of it like, you know, if you have glasses on and the glasses are cloudy, you're not going to be able to see very well. If the glasses are clear, you're going to be able to see much better. We'll want to clear the glass for you. And so we're basically just telling, not telling you, but suggesting to you that you think about what excites you. When you look at real estate, you think, what do I like about real estate? Well, a lot of people say, I like everything about real estate. There's been more millionaires made in real estate, I think, than anything else out there. And a lot of people that once they make their monies in other things, they invest it in property because it's solid, it's not going anywhere, it's something everybody uses and needs. So think about what you like. Think about the kinds of things you like to do. Do you like to rehab houses? I personally don't. I don't mind having other people rehab houses that we fund. I don't mind rehabbing shopping centers and stuff like that. I've done it, but it's not my favorite thing to do, picking out tile, figuring out what color the floor is going to be. I mean, all of that really is more what I call the retail side. You know, when I say the retail side, I'm saying when you finish the product, you sell it to a retail buyer or you put retail tenants in the project. What I like to do is I like to work personally with properties and people that are needing some help, that are either reaching for us or upside down in a deal or whatever. We're getting ready to close a short sale that's been going on for 7 months. Everybody says they can't be done. They can be done. You just have to be very patient. And I did that as a favor for a family friend. But I guess what I'm really trying to say, and Dan and I have been talking about it a lot, is we hear from people and they just can't figure out what interests them. They just know they like real estate. That's all they know. They don't know what part of real estate they want to be in. And I think what I want you to think about is interest you. You know, what do you think is the most interesting area? And pick like two or the maximum three out of all the different things that are possible. And out of those, focus on those, get really good at it, and then you'll make some money, hopefully, and you'll start then investing into other deals. Maybe you'll spread your wings a little more. But, you know, I can't stress enough how important it is to stay focused. And so many people I talk to, they just they're all over the place. They're just not really in any kind of organized state. And when we said get organized, I mean, you know, like, know that, you know, have your life depends on it, in the sense of making sure that your the different resources that you have are close by, whether they're your attorneys, your CPAs, your investors, your property finders, however you're going to do it, make sure you have those people close by and stay in touch with them. From time to time, write to them. If you have a LinkedIn, write on your LinkedIn some things that you're doing, because then it goes out to your entire network about what you're doing and the updates that you've done. And people will then look at your LinkedIn and they'll say, oh, he's doing something new. Or write inside Bigger Pockets or write inside other places about what you're doing, and you'll attract people to you that are doing what you are doing or want to do. But I really can't tell you how important we think this is, because so many people don't get traction because they try and do too many different things. Dana, do you want to add some stuff? Because I know we talked about this extensively, and you had some thoughts. Are you there?
Yes. Yes, I do have some thoughts I'd like to share. And I know that so many times we are distracted by someone doing a new thing, and we think, oh, man, that's a good system. And that's the trick. Focus and make a system around the stuff that you enjoy doing, that you're good at, and get better at the things that you're not, or get folks around you that are good at those things. And so if you focus on two or three areas, you're not distracted by all the emails that someone sends you that are not what you want to do. You send those emails on, or you pass those leads on to folks who are good at those things and are focused on those things. And that generates goodwill and relationships in the real estate industry. So when they get something that they know you do that they don't really care about, you get that lead.
Right. So, like, it's sometimes it's very hard to think about what it is that you do like. I know that. When I first started in real estate, I just said, this is really interesting to me. Everything about it, from commercial, dental, to notes, to everything. I don't like property management personally. I don't like, I fixed up a lot of houses, but I really prefer not to do that. You know, maybe you learn what you want to do by finding what does not interest you. Maybe you want to try something and say, yeah, I don't really think that's really for me. You know, and some people want things to happen more rapidly than others. Some people are more patient than others. If you're impatient, then try flipping single-family homes. If you're more patient, try buying apartment buildings. It's just, you have to think about not only where your focus is, but where your temperature lies in terms of your tempo. What are your needs?
Yes, what are your needs? But I would also like to share that one of my instructors, mentors, was talking about understanding your investor ID. And, you know, so like Ken, if he's going to own a rental property, he wants it to be something he can drive to without a lot of travel time. And me, I could own a rental property anywhere in the United States at this point, and I see a time in my future where I could own them anywhere. So, you know, so what is your risk level?
Exactly.
You know, what are you willing to risk?
Right.
Ken is a person that is very conservative with funds, and he will, but very creative about bringing liquidity events to a real estate deal or many other kinds of business deals. And my risk factor is, you know, I will indebt a property up to 65% of its value so that I can get the cash flow. That doesn't bother me at all. And I'll do a personal guarantee. That doesn't bother me at all. We have an investor friend that does he totally invests in IRAs, and he does non-recourse paper, and that's the only way that he's worked. For 10 years, that's been a great success for him. So, and he raises a lot of his own funds. So, you know, you find out who you are as an investor by going through all the levels, all the opportunities of investment. You know, do you want to wholesale properties? If you do, you know, are you going to get those under property? If you are, how are you going to do that? And who are you going to sell them to? If you are interested in fixing and flipping, how are you going to find off-market properties that you can get under contract for 50% of their after-repaired value so that you have the room to borrow the rehab money to 65% of the after-repaired value? If you're going to be a bird dog for commercial, what do you need to know about commercial and where can you learn it? And who are your buyers going to be? Us. And if you are interested in, if you're really good at contracts and understanding mortgages, like I have a strong background in mortgages and underwriting, you may think about notes. You may want to buy and sell notes or just wholesale notes. And my instructor friend who was talking about understanding your investor ID said, if you're, you know, you start out at wholesaling. We've talked about the four levels of real estate investing. You've got wholesaling, you've got fix and flip, you've got buy and hold, and you've got be the bank. And those are pretty accurate across whatever field it might be, even notes. You may buy a note that's not performing and fix and flip it, basically reposition it and then sell it to someone that wants a re-performing note. So there are all kinds of things to do in real estate. So take a look at what the real estate industry is as a whole and find out where you're drawn and where your strengths are and narrow it down that way.
And, you know, I think that's very, very important. It's like we talked about the risk profile that you have. Every time you go to meet with somebody who's going to help you invest money, they're going to ask you, what is your risk profile? That's what they're first going to ask you. Are you open to alternative investments or do you want to do something that's really safe? And obviously, the returns are more likely to be better when you do things that aren't so safe. But at the end of the day, you have to decide how far on that ledge you're willing to go. Me, I don't like being near the ledge at all. You know, now, we push the ledge sometimes. You know, we like to make sure we're very conservative in the deals we do. We look at stuff, if it's marginal, we'll try and figure out ways to help fill in the holes that are missing. But we look for things that are as close to a sure bet as you can get. And when we were talking with Thomas yesterday, he said, you know, I like land development. Maybe it takes a couple years to sell all these lots, you know, this, that, and the other thing. I don't mind going through that process because I understand that process. I don't mind running self-storage facilities because I understand that and apartment buildings. But I don't want to do a shopping center. I don't want to do an office building. I don't want to do a tilt-up. I don't want to do single-family rehabs anymore. I've done enough of those. You know,
what's a tilt-up, Ken?
A tilt-up is a building that has like a side. It has like a roof that's not like flat. So like when you're dealing with some industrial property, a lot of it has the tilt-up roof because they're, you know, it's, I think this is the definition of it. Maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, it gives more latitude or whatever it would be, height. So like if you're doing a building, a manufacturing plant, you know, you have more room to grow that, you know, to take care of whatever has to be taken care of. Like if there's gas is escaping, you don't want them escaping 5 feet from the floor. You know what I mean? You want to have a higher ceiling, stuff like that. So if you have a lot of people, you know, when people come into a room and you have a lot of people, you notice the temperature goes up. That's because people are breathing and the air has a tendency to get stuffy. So you can look up tilt-up, but I think that's what I would call a tilt-up. But anyway, the more important thing here is decide what interests you. You know, I mean, you can look at the whole real estate landscape and decide, what do you want to do? If you want to start in commercial, start in commercial. I started in residential, I learned residential, and then I help people with residential deals, but my focus during the day is not residential. I'll help people with residential deals because I like to see people succeed. We're in the middle of some right now, and we're going to get in the middle of a lot more. But if I have my preference, it's going to be a deal that where a guy bought, like, I don't know, he started building like 50 condos, and in the middle of it, he ran out of money, or somebody passed away, or something happened that caused a change, okay, a sea change. And we're looking to take the choppy sea and make it smooth again, okay? That's kind of been always my goal, because for me, I don't come from wealth, and I always feel that I want to help others so they don't have to go through the strains and the pains that I did. That's one of the reasons we do this show, is because we want to give back. I was talking to a guy this morning who's an investment banker. We were talking about giving back. So decide what interests you, you know, and whatever that may be, then pick three at the most and get to know those three areas really well. And we'll help you through anything that you need help on, and we'll help you grow, and we'll give you assistance if you write to us or call us or whatever, and we'll try and get back to everybody. We don't necessarily get back to people as fast as we want to, but email for me is better because it's just if I see an email, I can respond to it faster than I can a phone call. Texting is complicated because when people text you, you can't really keep a paper trail unless you transfer it over to your email. So I just personally like email.
Proactive.
Be proactive.
That's one caveat.
Exactly.
If you would like to work with us and really value our help, we need you to be proactive. So you write us an email or you call us. And if we're, you know, like my computer internet access was down all day Monday, and I'm still dealing with the backlog of emails. So
right.
If you don't hear back from us within a day or so, write us again and update us and let us know where you are now and how we can. And provide some times when over the course of a 48-hour period when you're available for a phone call if you have a question. You know,
right.
If we might have a question. And,
right.
Of course, be proactive. Take action.
Take action, you know, because it's like when Dan and I were on the phone this morning, we were going through some emails that I had. We came across some people that were potential additions to our network, and we just picked up the phone and called the chairman of the company. Now, in one case, the guy actually answered his own phone, and at the beginning, it was like, why are you bothering me? But within 2 minutes, he was handing us his email address. And, you know, and he does deals, he likes to do his deals, this particular guy, in the New York area. So we said, look, if we have something out in New York, we'll let you know. If you have something outside of New York, let us know. You know, so it's all about networking. It's about building that base of trust and people that you can count on that can help you as you build what you do. I point to Thomas because I've known him for 25 years, and I've watched him go from being a contractor to flipping houses to splitting land to now being involved as a developer of land and a developer and buyer of apartment buildings and self-storage facilities. Some people are okay with the eviction process. I'm not personally really good at that. I don't like hurting people, whether it's their fault or not. I just don't like it. It's just not in my DNA. So I'm better off putting deals together. If I'm going to be involved, I'm not going to be I think the biggest thrill I get is taking a seed and turning it into an oak tree. If you had to ask me, like, that, what's my why in addition to my wife and my family, that's it. It's helping other people realize their dreams. Because that makes me feel like I provided a purpose. And part of my focus is providing purpose. As I've gotten older, it's become even more important to make sure other people have the opportunities that we didn't have when we first started. My gosh, the internet is such a wonderful tool. You think about it, you have an email list of 500 people that you've built up over a while, and now you want to send them a note. You can send them all a note at the same time. Inside our website, we can send a note to everybody on the website at the same time. You know, you can move at more rapid speed than you used to. But again, don't get ahead of yourself. Pick areas that interest you and get good at it, whether it's buying homes, whether it's buying shopping centers, whether it's buying land, whether it's flipping notes, you know, whatever that may be, whether it's property management, whatever interests you, focus and be good at it. You get really good at it. Donald Trump buys a hotel. That's what he does. You don't hear about him going out and buying shopping centers. On the other hand, you don't hear about Mel Simon going out and buying hotels, you know? So it's all about what are you interested in? Because also, the more interested you are in what you're doing, the more you'll enjoy it, and the faster your time will go. If you decide you really don't like, I'll go off topic for a second. I'm not interested in fishing. I'm just not. You throw the rod in the water and you just wait. It just doesn't interest me. You wait in a boat while the boat's running through the water so you can catch an animal in the water and then put it back in, hopefully, in most cases. And, you know, it just doesn't interest me. But I am interested in whales. I like watching whales. I watched whales when we were in Maui. So it's what do you like? Do I like fishing? No. Do I like watching whales? Yes. Do I like swimming with dolphins? Sure. You know, it's all about what interests you. And no matter what you do, pick things that you want to do that make your life feel fulfilled. And so when you're talking about real estate, pick those things that make you feel fulfilled. You know, like I said, I personally like helping people get financed. That's my goal, is to help as many people as I can, put as much money as possible to work, because it creates jobs, feeds families, funds companies, and creates legacy. And that's kind of where we are. So as you think about, as you're driving a car down the road, I know this may seem like it's off topic, but it's really not. You want a map. You want to know where you're going. You want a goal of where you're going to. You don't want to just drive aimlessly. Well, you can't, drive aimlessly, I guess, looking for, I drive aimlessly looking for properties that are boarded up or in trouble. But in general, if you're going to the store, you want to know a direction that you're going to go to get to the store. You're not going to want to go 50 miles out of your way just to get to the store. That's your goal. You want to get to that store. You know, so I keep going back to the focus. Be organized and be on top of your business. And don't try and do everything all at once. Don't try and be so fast you won't get anything done, because then you'll just feel frustrated. And we don't want you to feel frustrated. So, Dana, do you want to tell people how they can get together with you and how they can find you?
Sure. You can reach out to us at dealswithkd@gmail.com. That's probably the best way. DEALSWITH, K like Ken, D like Dana, @gmail.com. You can text us or leave us a voicemail at 269-849-9510. In any case, please kindly provide your name, your email address, your phone number, best time of day to reach you, and what it is you're working on, how we might be able to help you.
Right. And if we ask you for a list of documents, get those documents to us as soon as you can. Have as many documents as you possibly can before you even reach out to us, or anybody for that matter. Because in today's world, it's very easy to put it all in. They can decide if they want to help you. And you'll find that your response time is a lot faster when you do things that way. So hopefully this has been helpful. We're about to run out of time. Everybody have a great rest of the week and a wonderful weekend coming up. Thanks again for listening. And we're about to go off air. And now we're off air. So
okay, but we're recording. And so our greatest
We're recording. Yes, we are.
Commercial properties that are off market, that are distressed, and that you're direct to the seller on, or
right.
Commercial notes. performing or non-performing notes.
Right. Where you need the financing to do the deal, where you're going to be involved yourself if you want to do that, or whether you're going to need the financing to turn it around to sell it to another person or another group or whatever. Because these larger deals take just as much time as the smaller ones, and the paydays are much bigger. Sometimes they're less complicated, sometimes they're more. But as we said, the key is just choose what interests you and laser focus on what it is you want to do. Hopefully that helps you. Try and take a deep breath. Just pick three areas that interest you and learn everything you can about those three areas. Don't try and learn everything about 25 areas at one time, because you'll get overwhelmed and the chances are you won't be as effective. So thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Ken.
Okay, bye.